Chapter 18, Counsel to an Indulged Daughter. You have a fearful record of the past year, which is laid open to the view of the majesty of heaven and the myriads of pure, sinless angels. Your thoughts and acts, your desperate and unsanctified feelings, may have been concealed from mortals, but remember, the most trivial acts of your life are open to the view of God. You have a spotted record in heaven. The sins you have committed are all registered there. God's frown is upon you, and yet you appear destitute of feeling. You do not realize your lost and undone condition. At times you do have feelings of remorse, but your proud, independent spirit soon rises above this, and you stifle the voice of conscience. You are not happy, yet you imagine that if you could have your own way unrestrained, you would be happy. Poor child. You occupy a position similar to that of Eve in Eden. She imagined that she would be highly exalted if she could only eat of the fruit of the tree which God had forbidden her even to touch, lest she die. She ate, and lost all the glories of Eden.